Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Work Life Slider. My name's Sarah Sangster and I am a mum of two teenage girls and a business owner. I am a sales marketing business growth strategist and work with women that really want to take control of their business and their lives in a way that works for their terms, their constraints, the way that they want to live and run their business. And that's why I've created this podcast, The Work Life Slider, because I want people to start thinking about the difference of having and striving towards the perfect work-life balance, which in reality, it just doesn't, that doesn't happen. But what does happen is being able to manage your time in a way using the slider method, where you can dial up and dial down what you need to do when you need to do it. Because you can have everything, but you just can't have it all at the same time. As this podcast develops over time, there will be me talking about stories and some tips and tools and tricks to be able to work, have the best slider version of yourself. But also I'm going to be inviting other women to come on and tell us about different stories and tips and tricks that they have that are going to help you to be able to live that life that you deserve, but also based on your terms and not held by somebody else's constraints. Now, there's a couple of things I want to touch base on this first episode around language and mindset. And I'm not a mindset coach. I have a positive mindset. I have a growth mindset. And I have I'm a real problem-solving type person. But what I don't like is constraint words used in terms of things like part-time and hustle and that you have to work all the time and, you know, that exists in the day to be able to be successful. And this does come from, unfortunately, a male-orientated world where, you know, men were the breadwinners and they go out and they work hard and they come back and then they don't do as much around the house or with the kids because that's what society have told us is the right or wrong thing to do. And a lot of the women that I talk to still have this mentality of being the secondary income earner. And that they work part-time because they also have to look after the children or responsible for the children. And I want to sort of squash a few of these type mindset and keyword feelings, really, around if you are on a working on a slider scale, which is obviously what I teach, and so therefore when you are working, you're dialing your work scale up, your slider up, then you are working, you are turning up, you're working 100% within that time frame. That doesn't make you part-time. That makes you, when you work for that time, you know, working at 100%. And when you then have to come away from that working environment and then you have to dial the work down and dial the family life or whatever it is that you need to dial up, in comparison to that, it doesn't then make you, you know, a part-time mum, because actually you mum all the time. So it's about actually understanding what sliders that you have in your life. Now, I have my work, my business slider, I have my children, I have a horse, I'm you know, I have an ongoing illness that I have to deal with. So I have lots of sliders going on all of the time. And I have to, on a daily basis, think about, like, what percentage of what slider do I need to be working at today? Like, am I doing, you know, is it a work day where I'm not responsible for the children because my husband's picking them up and looking after them, so therefore I can really dial up my work stuff? And, or if it's a hospital day, so I need to dial everything down, but then have to be, you know, dialed right into the health and hospital stuff. It's about being really aware of what you need to dial up and dial down at any period of time. So I want you to reframe some of the language that you might be using for yourself, and the way other people use the language, and just, you know, either correct them or let it go over your head. That actually today I'm dialing up this. I'm not working part-time on this, or I'm not only working a couple of hours. I'm actually dialing this down and dialing this back up again. Because it's about, not just about the dialing up and the dialing down and what you need to be doing. It's about what you can achieve within those moments. And when those, when the process of going from dialing up to down, we have this thing called spaces in between, and it happens in lots of places. When the tide goes in and out, there's a moment pause when the tide starts coming back in again. And these spaces in between are the ones that you need to capture for yourself. So as I'm thinking about what I'm dialing up and when I'm dialing down, or when I'm going from my work to my family, those spaces in between are really, really important for me to take a moment and know that I'm changing my hat, or whatever phrase you want to use, you know, changing the positioning of what you're going to be doing, so you can be fully present in the area that you need to be in, and then not trying to achieve this ultimate juggle, this ultimate balance of trying to hold all the plates up at the same time, and actually just going, right, now I'm dialing this down and I'm dialing this up, and then I'm going to be present in this. Okay, so just a couple of things for you to think about. What are your dials? Now, how many different sliders do you run on a daily basis, and how can you take a moment to understand, you know, whether or not in the morning you just write on a piece of paper, like, today I'm doing this, I'm going to have to dial this up, I'm going to have to dial this down. At lunchtime, I'm going to have to chop things around and take that moment, that space in between, to actually refocus so I can be really present for the next part of whatever I'm doing that day. I hope this first episode of this podcast has been really helpful. I'd really, really invite you to follow me on Instagram and on LinkedIn. Give me some feedback on what you've loved, what you haven't liked, what you'd like to hear more of, and look out for the next episode, which will be coming to you next Wednesday. And I look forward to taking you on this journey of the Work-Life Slider.